Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about some events going on in the local area. The first being your senior expos. I understand that you just had a senior expo in Bradford, and you've got a couple more coming up. Talk to us about what happened at the one in Bradford and what you're looking forward to in the future here.
Well, it's certainly been a very busy week, and we just concluded another Senior Expo. It's the 15th annual Senior Expo in Bradford. There was a great attendance. It's always a great event with a wealth of information being provided to seniors and their families, and I want to thank everyone who came out to this event and thank all of our sponsors. And I'm looking forward to our other two Senior Expos. The next will be on Friday, September 15th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Kane at the Kane Community Center on Fraley Street. And then our final Senior Expo will be on Friday, October 13th, also from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the village of Rowlett in Potter County at the Rowlett Fire Hall. So I would certainly encourage folks to come out to the Senior Expos. And for more information, you can contact one of my district offices.
Another thing that is going on right now is we're in the middle of fair season. It's a great chance for folks to come out and meet you and have a great time at the fairs. I understand that Potter County Fair is going on right now and more to come. What's going on here?
Well, it's been a busy week. My office staff and I have had a table at the Potter County Fair this week. It's an excellent opportunity to talk with folks and to distribute a lot of information about state programs and services and really to be able to answer questions that people have about state government. There are two other county fairs coming up in our area. The Cameron County Fair is coming up from August 6th to the 12th. And the McKean County Fair will run from August 14th to the 20th. So excellent opportunity for folks to come out to the county fairs.
Another thing that we'd like to talk about, Representative, is really timely. It's getting back to school season, and I understand that there's some new requirements for immunization for school students. Parents really need to be on top of this right about now. Talk to us about these new requirements.
Well, this is an important notice for parents with school children. The Pennsylvania Department of Health has revised their school immunization requirements for the 17-18 school year. And the new rules require parents to get their children fully immunized prior to the fifth day of school, or the students will be excluded from school. Previously, parents had 8 months to meet these requirements. If a student is in the middle of an immunization series and it's too soon for the next dose, the parents must provide the school nurse with a written plan signed by the healthcare provider within the first 5 days of school. So for more information, you can contact your healthcare provider or contact the Department of Health at health.pa.gov.
Also, Representative, there's some new Medicare cards that will be coming out. The look will change a little bit, but not really how the card functions. Talk to us about when this is going to be happening and what folks need to look out for.
From April 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2019, Medicare will mail out new Medicare cards that no longer have Social Security numbers on them. The new cards will have a random mix of numbers and letters as a way of protecting the cardholder's identity. It's certainly dangerous to have your Social Security number on your card. So the cardholder's benefits will stay the same. There are no changes in coverage. The only difference is the cardholder's ID number, and there's no action that the cardholder has to take, and there's certainly no cost. But it's also important to point out that Medicare representatives will not call you or come to your house. So anyone trying to call to verify your information, you should just hang up on that person. And for more information, you can contact the PA Senior Medicare Patrol line at 1-800-356-3606. Or certainly contact my office for assistance.
And Representative, I understand there's a lot of construction going on in the area. There's a lot of confusion about what projects will be going on when. Talk to us about the upcoming projects planned by PennDOT in your area.
As everyone knows, we have a lot of road and bridge needs, and there are bridges being replaced and rehabilitated all through the area. I've been getting a lot of questions about construction work in the Bradford area and wanted to point out that in addition to repaving West Washington Street and also the work that's going on Dorothy Lane, PennDOT is planning to resurface Minard Run Road and also Route 59 from the Marshburg area out to the Warren County line. So I think that's important to get that information out to folks, and the construction work will continue.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.